I am so excited about Eric Adams.
Cuomo, who has bitterly feuded with the present mayor and former ally Bill de Blasio, says things will be different if Adams, as expected, wins the general election in November.
Courage and competence. And I believe Eric Adams has both those elements. And I pledge today to work in full partnership with him.
The governor, who's had an antagonistic relationship with the left of his party, says he and Adams come from the same political philosophy and hold similar views of what it means to be a progressive. The governor mocked left-leaning Democrats as wanting a utopia, and he said he and the Democratic nominee for mayor are more practical. Adams agrees, saying he and Cuomo see eye to eye and cannot let the term progressive be hijacked.
I am the face of the Democratic Party, those countless number of men and women, everyday workers, that they want safe streets, they want their children educated, they want to stop hearing gunshots instead of alarm clocks.
The two announced that 4,000 summer jobs will be made available to at-risk youth, as well as training for permanent employment. The program is part of a previously announced gun violence state of emergency by Cuomo, which comes as rates of shootings have risen in the state's major cities. Cuomo's plan does not include revisiting recently enacted changes to the state's criminal justice system, including ending most forms of cash bail and treating 16 and 17-year-old criminal defendants as juveniles in family court and not as adults facing confinement in state prison. Critics say that has led some teens to be less fearful of consequences if they are caught carrying or using a gun. Adams, a former police officer, says the measures might need to be tweaked.
Yes, we need to look at all of these new laws that are taking place and don't have unintended consequences based on how we enact them.
Adam says prosecutors could make better use of existing laws like Kendra's law, which allows for court-ordered mental health treatment. And he blames the state's judges, who he says have thrown up their hands and are not imposing cash bail even when they're allowed to under the new laws. But Adams says more focus needs to be on prevention and providing services so that people don't resort to crime and violence. He says he does not want to return to the days of heavy-handed policing. The joint appearance comes as Cuomo faces numerous scandals, including multiple allegations of sexual harassment and, in one case, sexual assault. The state's attorney general, Letitia James, is conducting an investigation. Adams is not among many prominent Democratic elected politicians who have called on Cuomo to resign, but he did say during the primary that when powerful men prey on women, swift action must be taken against them. Adams says he backs the AG's investigation and wants to hear its results.
Let the investigation go to its outcome. I mean, that's the system of justice that I protected in the city and will continue to do so. And the system of investigation will determine the outcome of that.
Federal prosecutors are also looking into accusations that Cuomo and his top aides hid from the public the true number of nursing home deaths during the COVID-19 pandemic. And Cuomo is also facing an impeachment inquiry from the state assembly over additional allegations that he gave family and friends special access to COVID tests and used staff to help him write a $5 million memoir. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.